This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Galen is played by Burgesson. 7:35 to go. Bears up 66-62. Off the pick is Coons. Down the lane he goes, and he lays it up and in. And got a foul.
There it is, man. Dalen Coons has just been absolutely awesome this year. I think at this stage he's the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. But we'll see. We still have a lot of season in front of us. But joining us in studio, guard for the UNC Bears, Dalen Coons is here. Man, we presented by Butters, of course. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Look at that, man. Live studio audience is rocking and rolling. Dalen, my friend, it's good to see you, dude.
It's good to see you, too. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Last time we were hanging out, man, we were eating some Butters breakfast. You recommended this place, and it's just, I mean, if you're a breakfast fan, it's to die for, man. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's definitely good. It's a lot of stuff. Lately, I've been going back. I've been trying a bunch of different things, just trying to see what's really on there.
Well, good for you for branching out, too. There's a lot of people. I'm kind of one of those guys. I stick with what I know, but you're branching out. You're trying a bunch of new stuff. So what have you been trying lately?
Last time I went, I had called the loaded mashed potato or the loaded potatoes with green chili.
I mean,
it's pretty good.
Sounds pretty good, really good, man. Well, it was fun, of course, to be out there. I hadn't really been out to Butters until you suggested the place. So I go out there, and then, of course, we went a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic, man. It's a great spot. Do appreciate Butters supporting all things, you know, the UNC Bears, and, of course, working with you. They always say, they're like, players come in here all the time. We're just sure of it because there's always dudes that are like 6'5 and 6'6 and stuff. So they're just assuming they're basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
all right, let's talk about this. I know this is big for you. Second time, my friend. The Whole Show Player of the Week, presented by Red Wing Shoes. I mean, I looked at it, and I say, you're going to go get 29 points against the team on the road in Eastern Washington that the Bears haven't beat in Eastern Washington since 2013. That's going to turn heads. So congratulations, man. I mean, you're probably going to get like three or four more of these things as we progress.
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully, that would be real nice to get that.
It's a fun season, man. You guys have let's talk about Eastern Washington first. That was just a back-and-forth game.
Yeah, the whole game is pretty much, you know, like, whoever is going to, you know, make the less mistakes. And then at the end, you know, it kind of came down to, like, the last few plays and free throws and, of course, some big free throws at the end to ice the game. But, yeah, it went pretty much back and forth the whole game.
What I love about this team, man, is you guys, it's just time and time again, there's so many guys that step up in different areas, whether it's you putting up 29 points, whether it's Matt Johnson coming in with some late-game free throws, Bodie Hume knocking down a couple of threes, Dalton Connect coming off the bench, you know. I mean, right now he's kind of the bench unit, right? He's coming out and he's putting up big numbers. It's just you guys step up in so many different ways, and, I mean, that's so much fun to see.
Yeah, I just feel like we have, like, a lot of players who could, I mean, you know, say if somebody's having an off night, we have people who could pick up, you know, where maybe we're slacking at. But, I mean, we have a lot of strengths in a lot of different areas, whether it's core down low, Dalton coming off the bench, Bodie hitting threes, Matt hitting threes, getting to the rim, Drew hitting threes, of course. Like, I feel like we have a lot of weapons.
Wow. And I mean, Drew Cookshausen, let's talk about him for a second, too. The guy just doesn't believe in 2-point. You know, he believes the three. I mean, but why not, right? It's just simple math. If 3 points is better than two.
Especially in how good he is.
Oh, my goodness, you know? Man.
It's almost, if he gets a look, we could get guarantee it's going down.
Well, for you, I mean, that's why you're like Spider-Man out there. I think I told you this at Butters, because you're just moving around so quickly and you're flinging that ball. When you have 3-point shooters like that, how much fun is that to just know, hey, I'm going to penetrate and there's a good chance I'm going to have somebody open either a corner three, back up at the top of the key, just knowing you can dish the ball all over the floor.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes the game really simple, too, you know, like, because, you know, I put a lot of pressure on the rim, so if they decide to help, then that's a wide open three for Bodie, for Matt, or for whoever, you know, for Drew, whoever's out there. And then, say, if they decide to help up from court, then I got the easy passes to court. But it just, I mean, it makes the game fun, you know? It makes the game really simple.
Yeah, I mean, I know it makes it sound simple, but I know you guys are working on so many different ways to get those open looks. I'm always floored. I'm always amazed at how certain guys are just left open. But that's a lot of, obviously, what you're doing in penetration on these defense. But finding, you know, different play calls that will get your 3-point shooters open.
Yeah, just really being able to, I mean, if I attack and two comes to the ball, being able to move it or just being able to make plays and make the right reads.
Yeah. You guys have had some sensational wins, though. Sitting at 5-1 in the conference, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about beating Eastern Washington on the road. Hasn't happened since 2013. You snapped a 20-win home streak by Southern Utah. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And I think earlier in the season, we looked at and said, okay, you guys were competing with every team you played.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't finish off some of those games. Now you're starting to get in that mode where you're looking at close games. You're finding ways to finish them off.
Yeah, definitely. Like, those games earlier, they really prepared us for this. You know, like, a lot of the games we had were close games, and some came down to the wire. And now we're learning how to win in those situations where it's with 3 minutes left or 2 minutes left, we're figuring out how to win and make the right plays for us to, you know, come out on the right end.
Do you think about, like, the Big Sky Conference Player of the Week or of the Year? Do you think about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think about it. It's definitely a goal of mine. But, I mean, I just feel like as long as I, you know, do what I'm supposed to do and, you know, we do what we're supposed to do as a team, then everything will just kind of handle itself.
Your transition has been so amazing to watch. I mean, obviously, you went to Colorado. You're playing. That's a good basketball team. Not getting the minutes, right, that you were looking at that stage. I think they're pretty guard-heavy, right? And you looked at that situation, where can I go that makes sense? Did you see it taken off quite like this? Like, you're just flat-out dominating, where I think you are at that point, where you have strong consideration to be the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. Did you see that kind of taking place like this?
I mean, a little bit, but not as much. You know, like, I kind of knew that I had the chance to play more and just kind of showcase it. But, I mean, it's just coming full circle now, I would say. It's just, you know, it's kind of surprising me a little bit, too.
What was it about UNC that you said, okay, I want to go there. That's where I can kind of recharge my basketball career. What was it about the University of Northern Colorado?
Just so before I end up committing to CU, I had talked to Smiley. He recruited me.
Okay,
here.
So you talked to him before that.
Like,
okay.
We had a relationship before. And, you know, first, as soon as I entered the portal, he's the first one to hit me up. It's like, you know, like, we really want you here. We love you here. And, you know, we want to see if we could get you here. And, like, I mean, I already had a relationship with him. So, like, I kind of felt like the family-ness with him. And then I knew Bodie here. I knew Sam here. And it's just like, what's up? Like, you know, come up here, man. It could be really good. We could reconnect and, you know, kind of get going. But, yeah, I just felt like it was a real family up here in Greeley with UNC.
So you were you really ever considering outside of state really that much? Or was once you heard from Smiley, it was kind of like,
I mean, yeah,
it?
there was a few I was considering. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I was just kind of just making sure where I know I get the chance to get on the floor and kind of showcase my talents and what I can do.
So you have a pretty good relationship with Smiley, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun coaching staff, too. Mm-hmm. I think you told me when we were sitting at Butters, it was like, you said, hey, yeah, he's a player's coach for sure. What is it about him? What does he do that makes you say, hey, he's a player's coach?
I mean, like, you could just go and talk to him about anything. It don't have to be about basketball. It could be about just regular life and, you know, just advice for this, advice for that. Like, you know, and then on top of that, I mean, he likes to play fast. He likes to let you get up and down. And as long as you're playing hard and making the right choice and making the right decision, then, I mean, he's fully behind you.
You guys do play fast. I mean, again, when you have three-point shooters, you got to play fast, right? It's all about getting that sliver of being open to hit those shots. I thought it was crazy because I thought you guys were really fast. George Karl comes out at the beginning to start the season, and he's like, you guys got to be faster. And I'm like, they look pretty damn fast to me. But I know that's something you guys were taking notes when you have George Karl sitting there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, at that time, I don't think we played nearly as fast as we do now. But, I mean, we definitely, from when he said that, we kind of like, okay, we got to play faster. We got to get out and run on the wings. But, yeah, that was like a cool experience, you know, just to get to talk to a coach like that and, you know, just get feedback and just listen to what he has to say.
Are you a Nuggets fan?
Yeah, I'm a Nuggets fan.
Is that your favorite team, or is there another team that you're kind of?
I really don't got a favorite team right now.
Okay. You kind of go away from that when you get into college basketball, right? Maybe you're not as much as a fan as you used to be.
Well, I'm still a fan. You know, just personally, I was like the Harden and KD and Westbrook when they were all together.
Yeah.
You know, they all split up, so now I'm kind of just like players now.
Yeah.
But I'm still a fan of the Nuggets, though. They're good. They're real good. I like watching them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're right, though. You see so many players move into different teams. You do kind of get to the point where you're just following certain players and rooting for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So George Karl being the sixth winningest coach in NBA history, I mean, again, he takes an interest. That was the whole deal, man. I mean, he'd been hearing more and more about the University of Northern Colorado. He's like, I think this team's going to be good. So he wanted to come up here and see you guys practice. That's got to be kind of cool, getting the attention of one of those guys that he's done a lot. He's won a lot of basketball games.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, and after he talked to us, we got to pick his brain a little bit, just ask him, you know, questions about AI or Melo or even Chauncey. just, you know, picking his brains and kind of seeing what he thinks as, you know, him being him.
Yeah, I think it's a really special thing to start the season. It's been a special season so far. Weber State tomorrow night. That is my game of the week. We are pumped for this one. I'm going out there tomorrow. We're getting a CSU diehard who writes about the Rams nonstop. Our boy Steve Ivey, he's coming down to this game because he's like, I got it. I'm taking big time interest in this University of Northern Colorado program. So you're getting a lot of people from all over the place that are looking at this game, looking at you guys. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. And it's going to be fun tomorrow. You know, it's going to be a fight. We already know it's going to be a fight. But, I mean, as long as we kind of execute what we need to do, I think we have a really good chance of winning that game.
What can you tell us? Like, how much can you really tell us? Like, what does the film say about Weber State? Sitting at, I mean, they're number one in the conference right now. A lot of people thought they'd be number one, number two. They're doing what as good as advertised. Tell us a little bit about this team, what we can expect.
I mean, they're a good team, you know. Like, they're one of the top teams in our league, of course. But they play really fast. Like, you know, watching the film, they play real fast. Mm-hmm. And they like to get up and down and get, you know, open shots and drive and kick. So In ways, we kind of play similar, but they like to play fast also, too.
How much does that help you, though, knowing, okay, this is kind of this is our philosophy, too. They have a similar one to us. You're practicing against that pretty much every single day. So that does that obviously help you guys in preparation for this big one tomorrow?
Yeah, it helps us because, you know, in practice, you know, since we like to play fast, that means we got to work on our transition defense all the time. So we got to get back and set up and all that. So we're kind of like, you know, we kind of know what to expect. It's just really executing it.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna come down to.
That's another reason to come out to this game too. I mean, the UNC Bears honoring some past players too. You guys are breaking out like the retro warm ups and jerseys and everything. So I mean, that's pretty cool too. Honoring some of the past ball players to do this.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. The jerseys, they actually look pretty good. I'm excited for everybody to see them.
You've worn them. You've seen them before and worn them before in pictures, but not in a game, right?
Yeah, we took pictures in them like about a month or so ago. But yeah, I'm excited to wear them though. And then I haven't seen the warm ups though. I'm interested to see what those are going to look like.
Are the coaches wearing something unique too? I saw on Twitter.
I think so. They probably are.
Different pullovers
sure.
or something.
Yeah, they might
something
be.
Old school like that.
Yeah, they might be. I'm not sure.
Well, it's cool to honor a lot of the alumni too. There's obviously some great players in the deep history for UNC. But recently, I mean, this UNC Bears basketball team, the last 5-6 years or so, there's been some very good basketball players to come out of UNC that are playing overseas. And I know for you looking at that saying, hey, UNC is a great place to build your basketball career because you can go overseas and make this your career from here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it lets you know that it's a chance that you can go overseas. It knows that people are coming from out here, so it lets you know that you can do it. And especially, you know, Jonah and JD and all the others, you know, specifically those two are doing really good over there.
Do you ever talk to they weren't here. Jonah wasn't here when you were here, right? Or did you get one cross?
I came after.
Okay.
After he left.
Do you talk to those guys at all? I mean, just knowing
a little bit. Like, I mean, when they came here in the beginning of the year, we kind of I talked to them, hung out with them a little bit, you know, played pickup and stuff. But every now and then, maybe I might, like, reach out just to say, you know, like a picture or something, or just whether if I see them doing anything, I'm like, you're killing it, something like that.
Again, it's awesome for you because, again, you're lighting it up. You might do some things that no other Bears ever done. But then when you look at those guys and say, man, they're doing it at the highest level. I mean, you obviously talk about the NBA too, but overseas, I mean, Jordan Davis is in an incredible league. And so when you look at that, that's got to be extra motivational too.
Yeah, it's definitely motivational. You know, seeing somebody that came from UNC being able to go there and do that and play at that level is, you know, it definitely gives me a lot of motivation.
Well, dude, you're a blast to watch. There's a lot of competition when it comes to every week when we're looking at our player of the week. There's some good players. You guys duked it out with CSU not too long ago. That was an amazing game. Wyoming's doing some big things. The Buffs are doing some big things. This whole area is booming when it comes to basketball. And so I say, man, if you're a basketball fan at all, get out and watch some of these teams. It's crazy up here.
Yeah, you got to come out and watch, come out and support. You know, it's a really special moment going on right now, just for, you know, Colorado in general and Wyoming too. Just the team's being really good and, you know, doing some big things this year.
I know you guys have a great rapport, a great group of guys. We've had, you know, the opportunity to interview a few Bears players. Of course, we have a good connection with Coach Smiley. So much fun to follow this program, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a blast. We need everybody out there to support, you know, have a good little section. And I think it's going to be a fun environment, though. You know, it's definitely going to be intense because, you know, we're battling first place. And
I mean, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's two great teams going at it.
Extra talk about motivation, too. I think you guys were picked to finish fifth Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Beat three of the teams picked over you. Southern Utah and the Montanas, right? They were both mm-hmm. picked to beat you. You guys beat all three of them. Weber State was the next one. So yeah. We've crossed all of them off the list. A big one tomorrow night.
Yeah, trying to just cross them off the list and, you know, just remain humble as we're doing it.
Yeah. I love it. And I know that's Coach Smiley's message to you guys, too, is, hey, we haven't done anything yet. We're winning mm-hmm. games, but let's not get too crazy just yet. But in the meantime, it's been a blast to watch. Dalen, my friend, appreciate you. Love having the connection with all things UNC, with you. You jumping out working with great businesses in the area like Butters and stuff. I know you're completely invested and bought into this program, and it's great to see, man. We're lucky to be able to watch you on a weekly basis.
Thank you. I'm lucky to be here, man, but thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night. I promise I won't come up to you and ask for autographs or anything like that. I'll refrain, but I'm looking forward to it. It should be a really fun game.
Yep.
All right, 12:36 the time, JD. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.